For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We'll do headlines here. We still have a ton of stuff to get to. Just been 2 hours of reacting to last night's Dolphins game. I'd like to get into some of the football of it, too. Beyond the Tua stuff, I'd like to get into some of the football of last night. But we do have some sound from Mike McDaniel that we're going to play for you here regarding Tua. He had his press conference today. Let's get your headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
We'll start with that McDaniel sound. There's also some nuggets from McDaniel today regarding other injuries. Let's not forget Tua Tagovailoa. That was not the only player to leave the game yesterday. It seemed like it was a domino effect, truthfully, at one point in the game.
Bad. I mean, are we done with Teron Armstead after 1.5 games? That's not good, man.
Knew he wasn't going to play 17, but I didn't know it was going to be two.
1.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, at one point, Teron Armstead was out. Lester Cotton had to come in for Robert Jones. Jeff Wilson had 0 yards on the ground yesterday. That seems impossible, but that was a fact. It was not pretty yesterday. There's no doubt about it. But let's get back to Mike McDaniel. We were just listening to a ton of people opine on what Tua should do with his career. David Fiorone of the Sun Sentinel today. Mike McDaniel met with the media. He asked Coach McDaniel how realistic a retirement consideration could and should be for Tua Tagovailoa. This was his response.
I think it would be so wrong of me to even sniff that subject. And it's more in line of actually caring about the human being. And, you know, that's something that entirely you're talking about his career, right? His career is his, you know, and that's something that I think I just really, really, really wish. I totally understand it, and it's not misplaced. I totally get how that's where people want to go to. I just wish that people would for a second hear what I'm saying, that bringing up his future is not in the best interest of him. So, you know, I'm going to plead with everybody that, you know, that does genuinely care, that should be the last thing on your mind, because you don't, like, what do you think that's, if I would answer that question, I'd be like, all right, this is my thoughts on his career. And he read it. If he agreed with it or he disagreed with it, either way, I've just made him worse. So I'm not taking this opportunity to just I don't think it's appropriate simply because of my care and regard. And I don't think those types of conversations, when you're talking about somebody's career, I think it probably is only fair that their career should be decided by them, you know?
I'm with that. That's been my point all day, is their career gets decided by them. And Mike McDaniel, he's too close to it. He loves these guys. You saw it last night. We goofed with the kiss. He loves these guys. He wants what's best for them. Mike McDaniel's gone through some hardships in his life. He knows how important it is to be healthy and mentally there, because he's been the opposite due to alcohol. So it's not his decision to make, and it'll be Tua's decision to make. But I'm kind of with Mike McDaniel. Hey, like, let him figure this out. Let him figure this out.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are dangerous careers outside of football now.
Yes.
Military, police officers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they decide to, you know, to do that. And I tell every officer I see, and I know the whole thing happened with Tyreek Hill and all that stuff. every time I talk to police officers, I say, I respect what you do, because I never had a job where I'm in line, have to carry a gun and have a chance of somebody killing me that day. So I respect what you do. Something can happen to them every single day that could take their life. So, like, let's, and I know this, it's a wide range conversation right now of telling somebody to worry about 30 years and whatever we're talking about, knowing his grandchildren's name. And I understand that side of it. I always bring up, like, Junior Seau and those guys that I know that we don't really know what they were going through, and then that happens to them, and what's football a part of it, the CTE stuff, everything that's said. But to that point of what's going to happen, we speak on it. If Tua says he wants to play football, there's going to be a team that lets Tua start at quarterback for them in the NFL because of the fact that he's a top 10 quarterback in the world. So
unless the only caveat I throw in there is unless you have a Chris Bosh situation where you're just not medically cleared to play, where a team says, we can't clear you. The risk of you playing is too great for the team. We cannot clear you. In that situation, by the way, he would collect his contract. You'd certainly have litigation with the insurance company as to whether they're responsible for the contract or Stephen Ross is. But the only caveat about let Tua make his own decision is if he's literally not medically cleared to play ever again, which was the Chris Bosh situation with the Heat, where he wanted to play, they would not clear him.
Because it was the blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
We see it. We know what a blood clot's going to do. If a blood clot breaks off and gets into your heart, like you're going, like you could die on the field. Concussions happen all the time. I don't know how many happened last week in the NFL, but I'm sure there were dozens. That's a part of the game. Blood clots aren't a part of the game, Hawk. So you tell your ACL, I come back from ACL. Jalen Phillips tore his Achilles. People come back from torn Achilles. You had a concussion. People come back from concussions. It's 100% on Tua's comfortability with this fact. But there's no – to your point, Hawk, I don't think there's a doctor in the world that would say, Tua, don't play football anymore. And that's why it's right back on Tua and his family to decide upon that.
You talk about, you know, dangerous jobs. Somebody texts in, Crowder, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm a pipe welder. It pays well enough to provide my family with anything they want. I know the health risk for welding for 30, but it doesn't matter. I worked my ass off to be able to provide like this for my family. I'm not giving it up. Somebody else texts in. I got to find it. There's so many texts today. A lot of people who are, you know, text doctors. I'm a former skateboarder, never pro, but I have easily had at least 10 to 15 concussions. Some days you'd slam down some stairs, get knocked out, get right back up, start skateboarding again. Like, that's why I say this stuff, like, it's not as easy as, hey, he's had five concussions or four concussions, four diagnosed concussions. I think we all agree we saw a fifth one against Buffalo couple seasons ago. I don't think it's as easy as saying, hey, I've seen it. You got to stop playing because I'm no longer comfortable with you being out there. Like,
nope.
It's not like, it's just not the way life works. Like there are, I said it at 2 o'clock, there's base jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
There's skydivers. There are mountain climbers, but what's the one where you go up on I've seen the documentary. I forget what it's called.
The mountain. And
where they scale like the side of a mountain that's completely flat almost. Mm-hmm. I forget what the actual term is. But there's people who do that, who literally one misstep costs them their life. And they do it.
And they do it. And also, I'm sure, I don't know, I have to look this up, base jumpers and mountain scalers aren't making $40 million a year either. So think
right.
about
they're that. Doing it because that's who they are.
The welder, the officers, the military, they're risking their life, putting their life on the line for whatever it is. It's six figures, whatever. I'm sure it's not seven figures or eight figures. So now as Tua, I'm sitting there. I could play for another 5 years, literally, and make a quarter of $1 billion playing this game. I'm good. I'm going to figure out these concussions when I turn 60.
Right. That's and again, I'm not saying that I think he should play football anymore. I'm just telling you it's not the easy decision where you sit back because you got uncomfortable watching him on TV last night and you go, yeah, 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 he needs to be done with that. Because plenty of family members would tell their kids, please stop base jumping. Free Solo, Solana just texted. That's the documentary I saw on the Solo Alpine Climbers. There's plenty of people who would say, hey, you've got to stop doing this for a living or this as a hobby because it's dangerous. It might affect. Didn't you do shark diving for a while? Don't you have a company that does shark diving? Listen, I'm saying, again, I'm not suggesting Tua plays ever again. I'm just telling you, this ain't an easy decision where you go, hey, I've seen enough. I'm calling it. It's not your decision to do that.
My wife, as my girlfriend, she went to our hog farm in Georgia. Me and Brian Crum played with me in Florida. We still have it. She watched me almost get my calf ripped out by a big boar hog. She's watched me walk through alligator-infested water and grab gators. This is for free.
Right.
I'm doing this for fun. I'm hunting raccoons. I'm walking and getting bitten by rattlesnakes, but I got my boots on for fun. And now you're going to tell me I can make $50 million a year and something might happen? I don't know. I would have to say I've caught close, maybe 50 plus gators in my life. Any one of those gators turn around the wrong angle, bite my face, I'm dead. That was a weekend getaway for me. Stupidity, yes, it is. Having a job that's dangerous, that's not stupidity. That's having a dangerous job. And that's honestly.
Plenty of people have. Solana for fun go kayaking. Is. Kayaking can be very dangerous if a rogue wave comes up, you know, in Biscayne Bay or something.
But this all comes from the optics of how his concussions look.
This is not
Tua had a concussion. He was laying on the ground and was taken off the field. We've seen a number, like RC said, we played the sound earlier. There's guys who have had more concussions. Crowder, I'm sure you've had more than five concussions in your NFL career. I watched you play. You led with your head every single time when you made a tackle. Bad form, by the way. Like, this has to do with the fact that I was there in Cincinnati. I couldn't speak for 20 minutes watching him, and you see his fingers curl up, and you're like, what?
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then to see it again,
it's painful to watch.
Last night, it wasn't even that he was on the ground. It was watching his legs and his hands make that motion. That's why people are now uncomfortable.
Because like I said, he walked off under his own power, and it wasn't like, you know, again, they had to put the neck brace on and cart him off.
But Hawk, Crowder, how many times in baseball do we see a 99 miles per hour fastball knock somebody out and they're on the ground for 10 minutes maybe, and then 3 weeks later they're back playing baseball? I mean, like you see every it all the time. Inning.
Yep.
Well, not that often. I may have been wrong with every other inning.
But now that I think about it, I've told the story. And it's funny that we're like, as I tell the story, we talk about it as men. Like, oh, yeah, Zach Thomas. Zach goes and makes a tackle. And everybody knows Zach led with his head. He gets up. He's supposed to call the huddle. He'll say, CC, get up front. Because he can't. He has to get his faculties back together because he just hit Marshawn Lynch helmet to helmet. He just bust Willis McGahee chest to chest. Like he did not want to be in front of the huddle because he wanted to get his stuff right. And he'd line up and go play the next play. When I tell those stories, it's Zach. He's a soldier, Zach Thomas. And I tell him with pride, like, man, Zach used to knock himself out and he'd be ready for the next play. And he'd go out there and ball. But it wasn't him locked up. To Solana's point, I'd never seen Zach laying there with his hand curled up and his legs crossed, shaking. So are Tua's why do I look at Tua's concussion the way I do over Zach's concussion that I take pride in telling the story about playing with a guy like Zach? It's what Solana said. It's the optics of it kind of gets
it's visual.
You. And it swung me on Tua last night.
Visual.
I'm in the stadium. I saw it on the TV, and my mind went to, this is the second time I've seen your body not want to do something, yeah. And your brain made it do it.
But we do that all the time. Ray Rice wasn't as bad till you saw the video.
Yep.
Diddy, accusations and stories. You saw that hotel video? Holy hell, did that hit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Visually, when we consume something visually, it hits differently. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going on with Tua. It's happened in prime time twice.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.